President Obama announced today he intends to send 4,000 more U.S. troops and additional civilian aid workers to stem the worsening insurgency in Afghanistan, while also increasing aid to Pakistan. The president said he will monitor progress by a series of benchmarks and metrics imposed on Pakistan, Afghanistan, and U.S. efforts. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said today that in respect to Pakistan, the metrics would include proven efforts on education, civilian construction, and job creation. The move will not please anti-war activists. Jeff Nall is a co-organizer of the Florida Mass March for Peace that will take place tomorrow in Melbourne, Florida.
One of the important components of this demonstration is we are drawing on the legacy of Martin Luther King. It will be a week from the anniversary of his unfortunate assassination. And it was believed by Dr. King that racism, poverty, and militarism are all intricately connected. And the organizers of this march and the endorsers of this march, more than 60 organizations, are in agreement with this. And so we need to deal with not only ending war in Iraq, but ending war in Iraq and Afghanistan and ending militarism, as well as dealing with issues of poverty.
Today, of course, President Obama announcing 4,000 more U.S. soldiers or people who will be training those in Afghanistan and increasing the military presence in the Afghan-Pakistan area. Will this be a focus of part of the demonstration tomorrow?
Yes, it will. The problem is, to paraphrase Dr. King, you can't murder murder. And unfortunately, what we're finding out is every time we send a Predator drone to kill a so-called terrorist, perhaps, you know, maybe a real terrorist, in fact, we end up killing a handful of civilians. So you kill one bad guy and you kill four innocent bystanders. And so you may have destroyed a so-called terrorist, but you've just created probably more terrorists. And so the problem is that the strategy of creating peace through military violence is simply a failed strategy. And you know, while people like myself voted for Obama, you know, and many of the protesters voted for Obama, fact of the matter is, we didn't, you know, choose Obama over McCain to replace Bush simply to repeat the same mistakes that we've been repeating for decades.
Among the other issues that you say that you'll be talking about tomorrow include the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, immigrants' rights, and also housing and food rights. And you've got some folks from South Florida talking about that issue specifically.
We have people in this country that are starving. One out of every 50 children in the U.S. is homeless, and Florida is 46th out of 50 states in child homelessness. So we're actually going to be feeding the homeless and the hungry and the unemployed at our march. And this is a very important component because peace is not going to happen so long as, you know, bellies are empty and children are homeless.